Yeah, I mean, I came here for something very minor, although I, you know, wasn't on top of the world, having flown from India to Toronto, and Toronto was a lot of running around in cold weather, trying to get my mother out of hospital and get her back home. But out of this, you know, 20-minute operation, you know, all of this happened. Literally, that, you know, my body just collapsed. It imploded in all different ways. All of a sudden, you know, I can't see properly. I can't hear. I got another hernia. This whole issue that I came here for still isn't done, and it's still not clear. And then, why did my kidneys actually go the way it is? I don't think we figured that out. And it's, but it's. But what else can you do except just depend on Krishna?
Yes.
This is our business. This is what we're trained for. You know, use your intelligence and use the best. And then sometimes I'll tell Dr. No, we're not going to do that. We're not doing a spinal tap, and we're not going to take another. I'm not going to have another contrast, and I'm not doing.
You're telling them no.
This, huh?
Yeah, you're telling them no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you need to, because you've got options, and you've got to take the consequences of the options,
of course,
either one way or the other. But over and above that, yeah, we've got to depend on Krishna. And I think Krishna, you know, what karma did Srila Prabhupada have? He suffered from March till November.
Even before that, he only had one kidney functioning for a long time. That's mentioned. Plus, he had it ringing in his ears. Other things Prabhupada had, he never talked about so much, he just tolerated it. And what can you do? This body is destined to go in a certain direction.
And because this body is the vehicle for our enjoyment, so
yeah,
our the tendency, as long as there's anarthas, as long as there's some not liberated, is that you can either enjoy with it, or, you know, one step better, but still materials that you can avoid suffering. And, but can't do either. Especially because, I mean, you can't fight material energy, but in this case, you can't fight Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tatvainu Kampam
Sushimakshinana.
That's really helped me a lot.
That's the motto.
Yeah, that's the motto. I remember when one devotee in Mayapur, I forget what his name was, very nice devotee. He was in charge of the Jagannath Mandir at one point, and someone came and stabbed him in the head, in the back. And I remember meeting him after he, and miraculously he recovered, after he, meeting him in Calcutta at Bhakti Chiru Maharaj's house. And Govardhana Maharaj was there at the same time. So Govardhana Maharaj and I were talking, and he came in to offer his obeisances, and he said that thing. And Govardhana Maharaj said, "Tatvainu Kampam Sushimakshinana." And then he talked about an expensive one who patiently tolerates the results of his past karma, mukti padidayabhati.
Yeah, right.
So accepting it and not.
Accepting it makes it easier also.
It's easy to quote the verse. We've got to put it to practice. And Krishna wants us to put it to practice. And he wants us to, you know, give up any idea that we're going to actually enjoy with this body. Or that we're going to avoid suffering with this body one way or the other. And it becomes, if it's the right consciousness, it becomes surrender to Krishna.
And that's the peace. Satisfaction. Yeah, well, whatever will happen, will happen.
It was rough. It's not. I hadn't experienced. I hadn't experienced so much
pain.
No, pain I had very little. Pain I only had pain for a few days when I had a headache. But still a suffering, nausea, dizziness. I couldn't close my eyes. It was worse even when I closed my eyes. Nausea, dizziness.
You want to talk about this?
I could stand. I could smell the grass through the window. I could smell my computer. I could the soap.
And
the smell of anything is just horrible. I could taste water. I couldn't stand drinking water. The only thing I could stand drinking was apple juice, and that's how I weaned myself off of the apple juice by diluting it more and more and more and more.
Until I got to water.
Oh, can I offer you a glass of water? I have to drink some water. You should. Because I've got lots of it.
Yeah, I'll take some.
Yeah, so whatever, plain.
I didn't want you to speak about all this anyway, because I didn't think this would be a good topic to discuss your situation. It was fizzy water.
Huh?
This is bubbly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's nice.
Yeah, I listen to Prabhupada every day. That's one of my... like my diet. I gotta hear Prabhupada. So every morning I'm listening to one of his Bhagavatam lectures. He's just saying what you were saying. What can we do with this body? Just have to engage it in devotional service.
I'm listening to Nectar of Devotion classes in the mornings.
One's from 1972 in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan, Calcutta, mm-hmm. And somewhere else, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a question, philosophical question. I read something that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said in one of his letters. But then another question came up in what he said. The question is, what he said was, some people mistakenly think, he pointed to one group called the Garanga Nagaris, that Madhurya Ras, not Madhurya Ras, but Swakya Ras is there within the marriage of Narayan with his consort. He said that's not true. He said that's just a reflection of the Swakya Ras, which is not, it's only... He doesn't speak about the real Swakya. He says, I guess my question is that marriage between Krishna, Narayan, and his consort, he mentioned is Dasya Ras, not Swakya Ras. But where is Swakya Ras? It's only with Krishna and the queens and Dwarka?
Swakya is in two places, with the queens and Dwarka, and in the Goloka part of Goloka with Srimati Radharani.
Goloka part of Goloka?
Yeah, this not the Braj part of Goloka, but there's another part similar to Braj Vrindavan where they're married.
Oh yeah, there's that one ceremony.
That's the background to Gopal Chanku.
What's the relationship between the eternal associates of the Lord in Vrindavan with each other, whether in, like, from Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda?
Virgo and then Dwarka. Dwarka's already an expansion of Braj, so that's what he is, an expansion of that. And then, because Narayan and... Narayan and Lakshmi Devi are partial expansions, therefore the rasa is also partial. It's not the Swakya, it's just a part of the Swakya.
But yeah, he said the actual rasa is Dasya Rupas.
Yeah. And the dominant and the dominance is Dasya.
The dominant is Dasya,
even though they're married, but the dominant is Dasya. In Dwarka, Dasya is also there, but not as much, obviously, as in Vaikuntha. Only with Satyabhama and so on is it practically absent. And then...
It's absent with Satyabhama.
Not absent, but...
Because
she's the most sort of left wing.
Yes, she had. I think it mentions in your when you were writing in your book that Radharani manifested in Vrindavan as Satyabhama.
That's what Lalita Madhava is all about. Mm. At least the last five acts of Lalita Madhava, Radharani takes birth as Satyabhama.
That's right, Satyabhama. Appeared in Rupa Goswami's dream and said, write this about me.
Yeah. He said, by my mercy, it'll be especially beautiful. It is. It's a Lalita Madhava. I think I've read it about 30 times.
Really?
Yeah. I love it.
I have a copy of it. I have a copy of Vidagi Madhava.
That's phenomenal. Vidagi Madhava also. The Lalita Madhava. Lalita Madhava has more Vipralamba in it, and that makes it more.
That's about Satyabhama, right?
It's about Radharani in the beginning, and it's about she takes birth in Satyabhama, and it has a very mysterious
end. I was fascinated when I read that. That was so sweet.
It's really full of rasa. Because Rupa Goswami first wrote them as one, and then he separated them, because that's what Lord Chaitanya told him.
Yeah, right. It was Ramananda Roy, right?
Lord Chaitanya told him to divide it into one. He was, when he had that dream from Satyabhama, that was on the way to Puri, and then when he got to Puri, and one day when Lord Chaitanya came to visit him with Haridas Thakur, he said, don't try to take Krishna out of Vrindavan.
Right.
So from that you could understand that Lord Chaitanya doesn't approve of it in being in one. So I'm going to divide it in two. So Vidagdha is all about Brajalila, and Lalita Madhava is all about Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. And he finished, if I remember right, Lalita Madhava is what he finished in Bhagavan.
Yeah, the time he started and the time he finished was so many years.
Many years.
20-some years.
Because he didn't just write a play. All the elements of rasa, as well as drama, are contained in the play. So it's like a handbook for dramatists. And
that's why
you study rasa.
So much.
Huh?
That's why Ramananda Roy was glorifying
it. Yeah, when he started reading it.